The little girl describes the entities consciously in great detail, provided me with the implants, and I had them tested at York University under the care of Dr. Nick Balakas, and they found that the implants were 49% gold and 51% silver. They found that the implants themselves they look very smooth to the eye because they're very small. But if you look under microscope, you see that they are slightly pitted. And the scientist who was reviewing this said, if I can replicate, as far as I'm concerned, it's not alien. He was not able to replicate these implants. And he was very surprised by that. Doesn't mean they're alien or whatever. But what we're going to do with them next is test the isotopic ratios on those and other implants. Again, this is just a money thing, and everything has to go in its order because we just don't have that kind of money. And the isotopic ratios will tell us where the metals come from, whether they're from here or whether they're from out there in space or somewhere else. I suspect that we will find that these various metals, if they have various isotopic ratios that are different, and some of them are, we will find that they are, in fact, from the neighborhood. They're in our solar system, so to speak.
Let's go to Stephen, east of the Rockies. Stephen, thanks. Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
All right, Stephen, go ahead.
Do you have any intel on incident as follows? Shoot down, May 1974, vicinity, Ramstein Air Base. Do you want the unit designation who did the shoot down?
I do not know that particular incident where someone was ordered to shoot, but I do know that there is a wonderful book out right now. I believe it's called
I think it's called Shoot 'Em Down.
It's called Shoot,
by
yeah.
Frank Fascino.
Exactly. And the Russians did this before, and unfortunately, some of their aircraft got turned off, and they found out the flying without power was difficult, and they quit shooting at them. But I know for a fact that we have shot at them. I know. I honestly think that the intelligence community is as bad as some people may think that they are. They're probably looking out for your best interest, and that we're in a lot of trouble, and they know it, and they're not going to tell us because it's going to tip their hand as to how much they really do know.
Stephen,
well,
can you shed any
light? There's only one place I found this in print. I've never heard of it talked about on any documentary. Page 126 or 127 of Colonel Corso's book, Day After Roswell.
Good man, Corso. I liked him. I met him.
Yeah.
Good man.
With an incredible story, too. Stephen, yeah. Thank you so much. You know, he has notes. Bill Burns has been able to look at these notes. And who knows, there may be a sequel coming to The Day After Roswell.
Who knows?
It's a remarkable story. I mean, some question it, some don't believe in it, but, you know, why would a guy nearing death come forward with information like that, Darryl?
Well, my take on Roswell is a little different than other. It's a lot different than other people. In fact, those who want to hear it, I'll be glad to email it to them if they want to email me. But the bottom line is, I think that Roswell was a setup. I'm thinking with my intelligence hat on now. In other words, if I were an intelligence agent and I looked at Roswell, I would not see a flying saucer and dead aliens and all that. I just don't see that at all. I think that happened, but that's not what I think it was about. In my opinion, the question was, how do I get inside the United States government? Well, you send down a craft, you crash it. Doesn't matter how many of them live or die because you got a million of them anyway. They're just little toasters anyway, so to speak. They got all you need is one of them to survive, and it did.
Infiltration. Interesting.
They did, and they got us big time.
Darryl, keep in touch, and if you get some of that video of those craft that John was talking about, I'd like to post it at coasttocoastam.com. Up next, Joshua P. Warren with his paranormal moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie.